It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. A solution for California's drought problems could be found below us, way below us. Right under the Central Valley, there are vast ancient riverbeds cut by glaciers thousands of years ago. Author Erica Guys wrote about them for Bay Nature magazine, and she joins us. So how did these valleys come to be?
So there were several phases of glaciers coming down from the north and then going back up. And when the glaciers melt, they create quite a bit of powerful water, and they would push downstream gravel, sand, other debris, and cut these really large canyons, a mile wide, 100 feet deep. And then as the glacial cycle progressed, you know, sea levels rose, the water slowed, there was less ice melting. And all of that debris lost momentum and then backfilled those cut canyons with coarse cobble. And then over time, silt came down over it, and we have the valley floor. And there are four major cycles in the underground. And the ones that could be most useful to us were the most recent ones, which are just a few feet below the surface.
Got it. But how do we really know that they're there? Because they sound huge, but they also sound way down there.
Yeah. So my main source in this article is hydrogeologist Graham Fogg, professor emeritus at UC Davis. And he's been tracking these for decades. And what he says is, like, there's a predictability in these glacial cycles. He knows that every major stream coming off of the Sierras have these paleo valleys. And so that's how he knows generally that they exist, but only three of them have been discovered over about 25 years. And that's because the process of finding them has been really slow. People use well logs, which, you know, when people look for water, oil, and gas, they tend to use this drill with a hollow bit. And that brings up a tube of sediment, and then they can see what happened from a geological perspective. So researchers were looking through 10,000 of these well logs trying to find these paleo valleys, which is very time consuming.
And it sounds like these underground valleys could actually be of some use to the state during really dry years.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they need to think longer term about it, because that water comes in the wet years. And as we're seeing with climate change, we're getting bigger atmospheric river rainstorms, and we're seeing more flooding. And so the idea is to capture this water, to prevent it from flooding homes and businesses, and to move it above these special paleo valleys. So they'll absorb the water very quickly, preventing flooding. And then in a slower time scale, that water will seep into the surrounding clays. And that then will raise the water table. And so the idea, one idea behind putting the water in these paleo valleys, is that it will help to restore the health of the groundwater system as a whole.
Erica, thank you.
Thank you.
Erica Guys wrote beautifully about ancient aquifers for Bay Nature magazine. She also has a book coming out in April called Water Always Wins.